From Tidbits on May 2nd, 2018, this is a Prairie HomeKit Companion, the Echo B4 Thermostat, by Josh Centers. If you want to freak out dinner guests, try screaming at your thermostat and loudly asking why it won't answer you. That's just one tip I can pass along after installing the $249 Echo B4, the current premium smart thermostat offering from the company of the same name. Our guest looked at me as if he were considering whether he should flee or attempt to restrain me, which, to be fair, was an entirely appropriate reaction because I hadn't yet explained that the Echo B4 includes the Alexa voice assistant. Despite that being the marquee feature of the Echo B4, Alexa wasn't the main reason I had installed it. Specifically, I had asked Echo B for a review unit so I could demonstrate how to install it for take control of Apple Home Automation, since I consider the Echo B4 to be the premier Apple-centric smart thermostat. The best known smart thermostat is the Google-owned Nest, which pioneered the market. But Google refuses to add HomeKit support, and until it does, the Nest is not the best option for Apple users focused on HomeKit. Echo B installation. What follows isn't an installation guide. Look for that and take control of Apple Home Automation, but more of a review of the process. First off, Echo B's documentation is excellent and covers the most common installation scenarios. Even so, thermostat installation can be complicated, largely due to how many variables are involved. Before you start, you definitely need a bit of HVAC knowledge, at least about your specific system. Also note that to power the unit, you need a common wire, often marked as C or common on your thermostat. If you don't have one, the Echo B4 includes a power extender kit, which is a little gizmo you wire to your HVAC unit to draw power from other wires to make up for the lack of a C wire. If you need one, I recommend hiring a professional to install it, since it means exposure to high voltages and fiddling with expensive equipment. Echo B includes some nice touches to simplify installation. The backplate, the part that attaches to the wall and your wires, includes a built-in level to simplify lining it up right. Since there's almost always an ugly and painted spot on your wall that's revealed when you change thermostats, Echo B includes a nice-looking trim plate to hide the mess. Believe it or not, physical installation is the easy part. Once you enter the setup wizard, be prepared for a difficult final exam. You need to know how your thermostat is wired, what accessories may be attached, whether you have a heat pump, if you have a geothermal unit, whether your OB reversing valve is energized in cool or heat, at what temperature to turn off your compressor, and so on. Echo B gives you tips and hints, but ultimately you need some HVAC knowledge to set it up properly. I did it all myself, but it took me weeks to configure everything how I like, and even now I'm not certain it's optimal. In fact, what I dislike the most about the Echo B4 is that it made me hyper-aware of my HVAC system. For example, it often feels like cold air is coming out of the vents when I'm expecting heat, and I start worrying that I've set things wrong. In fact, this scenario isn't unusual because air that is cooler than body temperature often feels chilly, even if it's warming up your house. I strongly recommend buying an infrared thermometer so you can monitor the air coming from your vents. It's also nice to have temperature sensors like the Elgato Eve Degree around your house so you don't have to rely solely on the Echo B's main display. Speaking of temperature sensors, the Echo B4 includes a remote sensor powered by a small watch battery. The sensor also detects motion to determine if a room is occupied. The idea is that you place the sensor on a separate floor of your house, and the Echo B4 will make sure that the temperature in the occupied room is what determines whether to heat or cool the house, rather than the temperature at the location of the thermostat itself. So if you want to ensure that an upstairs bedroom doesn't get too cold overnight, the remote sensor can take over from the thermostat's built-in sensor. It seems to work well, but I don't have enough of a temperature differential in my house for it to matter. Using the Echo B4. There are a handful of ways to control the Echo B4. Manually via the thermostat itself, via Echo B's official apps for iOS, Android, and the web, via HomeKit with Apple's Home app, another HomeKit app, or Siri. The thermostat's native interface is nothing to write home about. While the Nest lets you adjust the temperature with a big knob, the Echo B4 relies on fiddly on-screen sliders. One nice thing about the Echo B4 is that it includes built-in weather reports. But here's what bugs me. When it doesn't sense movement, it displays the current indoor temperature and outdoor weather conditions. But when it senses motion, it drops the weather display and instead shows on-screen controls with the indoor temperature. This bothers me because it reminds me that I'm being monitored. Worse, if I just want to check the outdoor temperature, that information disappears as soon as I get close and I have to tap a button to bring it back. Particularly frustrating are the Echo B4's constant warnings. Every cold morning, I see a warning that my auxiliary heat has been running too long. Of course it's been running when it's freezing outside. Even stupider is when it warns me that auxiliary heat has been turned on when it's warm outside. Well, Echo B, why are you turning the auxiliary heat on then? This is a problem you're causing, tell me how to fix it. Anyway, you can control any thermostat when you're standing in front of it. The reason to buy a smart thermostat is so you can program it and control it remotely. Echo B's iOS app is serviceable. It mimics the physical display, but it wisely doesn't allow access to many advanced settings that could screw up your HVAC system. But I don't find Echo B's app very reliable. It often shows outdated information, and even forcing a refresh by backing out and going back isn't always successful. For example, I can tell when the auxiliary heat is on because hot air is blowing on me, but the app will say just the regular heat is on. When I get up and check the thermostat, sure enough, the auxiliary heat is running. Echo B makes much of the thermostat's smart features, encouraging you to set comfort settings like away, home, and sleep, and then schedule those to trigger at set times or when it senses no occupancy. If you manually set a temperature, the Echo B 4 lets you know that you're overriding what it's supposed to do. But I find the schedule feature infuriating. Setting times is fiddly and frustrating and makes too many assumptions about my lifestyle. Worse, adding extra comfort settings requires you to use the web interface. You can't do it from the iOS app. Those smart features can leave you hanging. For instance, we visited my in-laws on a bitterly cold night. While we were gone, the Echo B 4 automatically dropped the temperature substantially to 64 degrees. When we returned home, we suffered through a chilly night because the house didn't reach 72 degrees again until morning, even with the auxiliary running. I suspect that letting the house get that cold may have cost more money. I subsequently adjusted the away comfort setting to keep the house at a higher temperature while we're out. I've had to tweak settings continually to turn off many of the Echo B's smart features. Because I work at home, I want to set a temperature and have it stay there. I would undoubtedly appreciate scheduling more if I worked outside the house, but I'd still prefer that it be optional. The worst thing about Echo B's app is that its web service is often down. Fortunately, the HomeKit route always works well, letting me quickly set the temperature and mode via Control Center, the Home app, or Siri. But it offers only basic controls and can't show more advanced settings, like if auxiliary heating is on. Happily, HomeKit can use the occupancy sensors built into the thermostat and the remote sensor to trigger various sensor-based automations. Ideally, the Echo B would integrate better with HomeKit sensors. Instead of buying extra sensors or contacting an internet weather service, I wish I could have it read from my Elgato Eve indoor and outdoor sensors. Apart from that, the Echo B 4 has wide platform support and works well with Alexa and my Google Home devices. Speaking of Alexa, this review wouldn't be complete without discussing it. Alexa, are you listening? The Echo B 4 is my first dedicated Alexa device, and I'm not impressed. There are several problems with Alexa on the Echo B 4. It's creepy. A box on my wall can sense when I'm home and listen to everything I say. Give it a camera, it can go full Orwell. It's hard of hearing. I have to stand very close or yell at it for Alexa to acknowledge me. The speaker is too quiet. As amusing as it is to play music from my thermostat, a cheap FM radio would kick sand in its face at the beach. Alexa feels tacked on. It can't even control the thermostat until you install the Echo B skill. It doesn't support all Alexa skills, making it less useful than Echo Speaker. Overall, Alexa on the Echo B 4 feels like a gimmick. Worse, yelling at your thermostat makes you look and feel like a lunatic. You'd be better off with a cheaper thermostat and a dedicated smart speaker. My Google Home sits directly under the Echo B 4, and I tell it to adjust my thermostat instead of Alexa on the Echo B 4 every time. The search continues. Although the Echo B 4 is the most advanced HomeKit thermostat on the market, after living with it for a few months, I've decided that I don't like it. I'd rather have a simple thermostat. Much of that is related to working at home. If I was away for hours every day, the Echo B 4's features might be more welcome. When setting up the Echo B 4, I studied my old dumb Honeywell thermostat to see what it could do. It turned out that there weren't that many settings to adjust, it just works. For that reason, I'll probably try a Honeywell Lyric thermostat next, since they also work with Apple's, Amazon's, and Google's home automation platforms. That said, the Echo B 4 isn't without merit. If you like the sound of its many automatic features, it might be a fantastic fit for you. I can't say how it compares to Google's Nest thermostat because I'm staying focused on devices that support HomeKit. If you have yet to dip a toe into home automation, I don't recommend the Echo B 4 as your first device due to its complexity and hardwired nature. Stick to a smart outlet or smart bulbs, and if you decide to go with a smart thermostat, strongly consider hiring a professional to install it. But if you're a rugged individualist who likes going it alone, I offer a 22-page guide to installing the Echo B 4, or any thermostat really, and take control of Apple Home Automation. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile and Backblaze. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.